Ash and JB, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
What's happening, everyone? Welcome to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. And I know what you're thinking. Wow, 2 weeks in a row. How's this happening?
Yeah.
We do try. We really do. And it is the babysitting club this week as well, just in case you hear any kids' music or, fucking child in the background.
Yeah. Any quack quacks, any roaring.
Little T-Rexes or Baby Shark or whatever. Mm. Also, with the little main man, Alfie, too. So, you know, he might bark because he's after the scraps of food. He's a silly boy. Well, we did say we'd jump straight onto the correspondence last week. So we will do. We'll do a couple, rant on about usual things and then wrap it up, any? But I'm going to start off with, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Rami. What did you want to say about Shaggy? Has he done something? Was
yes.
I don't know what we were talking about.
No.
And then we said about Shaggy, and then I'll never come back around to it. So as far as I know, no, he hasn't done anything wrong. All it was it was just on the radio or something. Oh, no, that was it. I just did a random one, playing the song, and then the playlist just started whacking songs through and through. And so Shaggy, It Wasn't Me, came on. And so I'm listening to the lyrics. Obviously, I knew them anyway because it was an old school banger. But I'm like, this is the original gaslighting, isn't it? Just full on. Just, it wasn't me, but she saw me. Yeah, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Fucking everything. And I was just sitting there laughing. I can't believe. This was full on accepted and it was a great song. Everyone loved it and that. And no, it was just gaslighting.
Couldn't make that no more, mate.
No.
Misogyny and that.
It was just a great song, like, wasn't it? Yeah, I was just literally just laughing. You want to change your specs? Just full on. Yeah, you're blind. It wasn't me. Well, who was it then?
It wasn't him.
Yeah, you just can't say that it was a friend or fucking his brother or something because she'd seen him. She caught him red handed. But while we're on the music as well, so a couple of weeks ago, I don't know what we was on about the Kanye West albums and stuff. Mm. And Miles, he sent this message a couple of weeks ago, to be fair, so apologies for how late it's been as a reply, but he just said, absolutely loving the albums you spoke about, really opened me up to new/old stuff. Do you have any more recommendations?
Right. So, do you remember which ones we recommended?
Well, essentially, it was all of Kanye West's back catalogue, but really, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And then I think we said about the Kanye and Jay-Z Watch the Throne album as well.
Did we mention the Akon album, Freedom? Was that... We mentioned that.
I feel like we touched on that as well.
Because I think we was talking about when you go back to Silent. I tell you what, the game's first album, I've been starting to listen to again. Now that I had a dream.
I really haven't listened to that to yours.
No, honestly, mate, because I weren't too keen on it. But then, so I'd recommend the game. I can't remember what that album's called now, that first album, but I've been absolutely bashing it.
Well, while you're finding that out, the other week, it was after I'd read Miles' question, I thought I might try and go back to an old school album once a week and recommend it to the lovely listeners. So the first one that I went to was McFly. No, sorry, Busted. And it, so it was their debut album, What We Go to School For. Or it might have just been called Busted, but literally, yeah, the tunes on there, it's What I Go to School For. Mm. Even that, like, listening to the lyrics, like, I know we touched on it not too long ago, where for men, it seems less frowned upon, or should be less frowned upon, depending on what side of the cake you want to eat, that it's okay for the woman teacher to get it on with the male students. You can't do it the other way around, that's wrong. But yeah, it's like, you know, he fancies the teacher, she fancies him, dropping a pencil on the floor so he can see more and all that.
And on the video, he's outside her house in a train, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, yeah, they say that on the song as well. And then, like, at the end of it, she's left a fella, pulls up outside the school, he jumps in the car, and then they just drive off into the sunset. There was a song about Britney Spears as well. The scrolling through the internet, trying to find nude pictures and that. And the internet back then was dead. Yeah. It was slow. So even that if you could find that picture, it would take, like, 10 days just to download onto the computer.
The porn struggle was real back then.
Oh, God. Well, we couldn't even go on it. We just still had to use our imagination. The good old days.
So the game album is called The Documentary. I should have known. But, yeah. I'll tell you what else I was thinking about. Because I heard a few songs, and it was like, when, obviously, you know, movies have soundtracks or a song purposely made for a movie. When did, can you name a time when the song is more popular than the movie? And because I was thinking, there's a few times now when I think of the song and then go, oh, this is for a movie. So, like, Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah.
That was for, obviously,
American.
Is it? I can't remember the name. That's what I mean. I can't even remember. Was it American Sweet? No.
Because I can see the cover of the film. Because, again, I don't know the name, but she was in American Pie.
Yeah, and him. And you got the lad from American Pie as well, isn't he?
Yeah. Hello. She's on, like, a bed covered in red roses and stuff.
So, like, that's what I was thinking. Like, there's, you know, when did a song become more popular than the movie? Because as soon as he hit, I was like, fucking tune this is. And then I was like, oh, fuck, it's for a movie.
Yeah. Well, I think the first one that came to mind was Everything Is Awesome from the Lego Movie. But I think that they were on par because you only knew the song if you'd watched the movie, and then the song was all over the radio, but you knew straight away it was associated with the movie.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of 50-50.
Yeah,
that
I feel
one.
Like that is level because you liked the song if you liked the movie.
Yeah.
And if you didn't like the movie, you hated the song.
I mean, it was awesome.
It was. Okay.
Especially if you part of a team.
Yeah. Another one that's coming to mind, I've got to make sure I've got the right song now though. But Patrick Swayze song, She's Like the Wind.
And you mean for Ghost, was it?
That wasn't Ghost. Was it Dirty Dancing? She's
like... Possibly. I mean, then again, yeah. But
so that's a massive song.
Yeah, yeah.
And
probably bigger than the movie.
Yeah, because I'm sure it's Dirty Dancing. I don't know if I ever brought this up, but you know the song, My Girl Wants to Party All the Time, Party All the Time, Party All the Time. Do you know who sings that?
No.
Eddie Murphy.
What?
Yeah. So he had a bet with someone in the industry. Because obviously, in a lot of films and stuff, he sings a lot. So he had a bet that he could write a song and produce it just for the sake of it. And that's what he did. That's what he came out with.
Nice.
So, banger from Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I don't know if he ever released it in a film as well. Oh, Axel F. So it was for the Eddie Murphy films. No. Fucking. There was a new one just come out. Beverly Hills.
Oh, right.
But because Axel F. They even did the Crazy Frog version and all that as well, didn't he? So, is she dropped a what's it or something?
No, I don't know what she's doing.
So, the young'un's kicking off or something. I mean, it's not the sausage roll because the rest of that was under your arse.
Do you want your back? Yeah, come on then. It's the Bok Bok.
See, Babysitting Club.
That's it.
Oh no.
Come on. Come on.
So, yeah, I don't know how many there would be, really, in that sense. If there's any other suggestions that you lovely listeners can think of, then do email or drop the text message, WhatsApp in. Links are all in the description for everything, the hotline number and the email address, and that, as always.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be loads. I mean,
there's probably, like, when you think about it, because I thought of one more, but I can remember that. But, like, at the time.
Armageddon. Aerosmith, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And again, there was a Robin Hood one as well.
That's the one I was going to say.
I can't fucking think of the song now, though.
Yeah.
I know the song now because I did that as one of the.
What's his name now? I was thinking about it.
But yeah, with performing arts in school, that was one of my performances because I had to learn it on the keyboard and fucking play and sing and all that.
But yeah, there's a few. I mean, it just because when that Teenage Dirtbag, come on, I was just like, this is so much bigger than the movie.
Well, they're doing a tour at the moment, aren't they? I can't even think of the band's name now.
Wheatus,
yeah. So, they're in, I think they're in Scotland this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what other songs they've got.
I don't know, but you could say that about loads of fucking artists and stuff over the years. Yeah. It must have been a meme or a TikTok recently. How the younger generations will never know the feeling of listening to Eamon. Fuck you, you heard whatever it was called now. But I remember when that came out in school. Just again another banger, and there was it Frankie that did.
Yeah,
the,
fuck you, right back. Yeah.
God. So the album recommendations are there, Miles. I think it is something, because even just playing random songs the other day, because I can't even think what song that started off with. Oh, it was
Was it Jamie Tay?
No. It was a TikTok that got the song into my head. Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake.
Ah, right.
And so that was it. I went on from that, got into the van to head off to work. Whacked that hard, and that was the random playlist that just started going through. So Eminem songs and all sorts.
That is a good album, the Justin Timberlake one, that Future Love Sex.
Yeah.
What's that album? Is it Future Love Sex Sound? Is that the name of that album? It's Future Love something, isn't it? I might be wrong in that, actually. You know which one I'm on about, the one?
Yeah.
Where he's like standing on baby. Yeah.
I mean, I've already got a thought of an album for next week. I'm not going to say it. I've got to listen to it first. Just get it into my head again. But just be ready for all sorts of different genres. It's not just going to be rap and hip-hop that we've already mainly recommended. It'll be all sorts. So, moving on from that, we had a good few WhatsApp messages just giving congratulations to the baby announcements for my wife, not for me.
Both for both of you.
Yeah.
You both took part. Some enjoyed it more than others. Some didn't enjoy it.
Don't get me started on this again. we finished the last one off with the rants. I nearly brought it up the other night as well. Because fucking.
What do you mean? Look, we spoke about you on the podcast, or what you said on the podcast.
What I said on the podcast, just kicking off about fucking not having the fun of going through the baby making process. So, because we were sitting there, as I say, she's milking it, and she's put her feet on my lap. She's like, I'm a bit of a foot roll thing. So, done that, and then, she's like, if I'm feeling all right, then how about, a bit of fucking tickling, fucking whatever later? And I knew straight away it wasn't going to happen because I'm going to get to bed. She's going to be too tired and all that. So, because I'm used to that, I don't even fucking hold my hopes up anymore. And I had to bite my tongue because I was going to say fucking the rant that I had. We didn't even fucking go for it in the first place. But I didn't. I was good. because it was too late and I couldn't be arsed arguing. So I'll do it tomorrow. But yeah, it's, again, well, this is moaning about something else now, but because as I showed you after Pardon spoke about just redoing my kitchen, giving it a little bit of facelift. And so when she was on about painting earlier, because I was painting 1B, so, oh, make sure the window's open and this door's shut because of the fumes. Now, years ago, they've taken certain chemicals out of paints. That's why your glosses and stuff don't smell as much. And your gloss will turn yellow quickly, like within 12 months, essentially. So mainly, paints don't smell. They're not as harmful with the chemicals in them. So I says that to her. And then she's come out with, well, you know, I've got to make sure, which I get. But tomorrow, when I do get on to painting the doors, because I've got some new doors that are already pre-primed and I'm going to paint them, I already knew that as soon as I start, she's going to want to jump on the painting with me. And this is a whole fucking saga with my missus, because she'll want to get involved, she'll be doing my editing, and look, so I'm going to try and give her the simple stuff to do, but like, without messing anything up, because right. I'll already have to do it again anyway. So as long as I can keep it simple, then it'll be not as much mess for me to sort out. So when she's coming out with, like, you know, what if I was painting, I'd be wearing a mask right now, and like, I just wouldn't be painting. So I pulled her up on it. I says, oh, so when I'm painting the doors tomorrow, you're not going to want to help me. And her face, demeanor and everything changed straight away, because I'd caught her out, because she will. And she was like, yeah, I will do, actually. I was like, I fucking know you will. And look, not that I want her to. And I'll make my point clear tomorrow. So that'll probably start an argument. I'll say probably it will do. Because she let's say she won't listen. I'll show her what to do. And then she'll do it her own way. And but because it's hand painting the doors, you've got to do it a specific way. Otherwise, you're going to be left with brush marks or roller marks. You've got to go one direction, not the band, with the way that you're using your roller or your brush. Because if you just go in at different angles, you'll see when it's dry. You've got to make sure go vertically, horizontally, one of the two, and then it's all even. But yeah, that's a me problem. I'm going to have to fucking deal with that, aren't I? And, the fact that she keeps thinking it's going to be done like, in a day as well. I'm not, no, but the door's going to need at least two coats of paint. And, oh, have you got enough paint? I was like, yeah. Well, it doesn't look like you got enough. I was like, I haven't even started painting the doors yet, so you don't know. But if not, I'll get another tub and it'll come the next day. Like, but it'll be fine. And then I only need to paint the front of the door. I don't need to paint the inside, because when the door's shut, you're not going to see that it's white. Mm. Don't matter. But if I've got enough to do the insides, I'll do that afterwards. Main thing is get the fronts done first, get them swapped over. I've got to do some alterations to some of the cabinets and stuff as well. But yeah, so it is going to be a lot of messing around, and it's not going to be done in a day. I've already spent a day and a half essentially so far doing these bits and bobs. So yeah, well, if she's lucky, it'll be a good day tomorrow. But if the paint doesn't dry quick enough, then it will get finished off next weekend. So I'm not rushing it.
Yeah.
And then even that, oh, well, where are you going to paint the doors? Well, in that area over there. Oh, you're going to spray them or hand paint them? Hand paint them. Why don't you spray them? Now, I haven't got the space or the equipment to set up a spray booth to fucking spray them. She's like, well, you don't need a booth, do you? Just do it outside.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so all the paint, like the excess paint goes all over the van and the car, and do it in the garden. So it goes over the decking and on the brickwork and on the windows and that. No.
Like, just better off, yeah. Not doing
it. But she knows that that's like pushing my buttons and winding me up. That. Like, and I can see that little grin, like that little squint.
Do you think she's doing it on purpose? Definitely, wind you up, mate.
Definitely. Because it is, it's just like, oh, I'll ask this stupid question and then I'll give this stupid response. Because she does, she definitely knows, you know. But if it was work-related, she wouldn't be doing anything fucking all that. Oh, even with last night. So, but when it comes to her work friends, when it's just colleagues, but fucking they're all best friends, aren't they? There's this one Like, they've been to fucking Germany and, like, wherever else and that. So, she, like, I do class this one as an actual friend. But I've sorted out dinner, and then her phone's going off, like, because she's getting the text messages and stuff. So, I says, look, you're eating. Because it always does my head in. If you're eating, phone down, just eat your food. And she's like, oh, it's just so-and-so telling me about this. And straight away, I'm not interested. But, again, because of this certain friend that she's on about, I thought she was a lesbian for starters. Turns out she's not. She's had this fella for a couple of years. I thought she was single. Like, this is what I thought, she was a lesbian as well. And doesn't mean just because she's lesbian she has to be single. I just assumed she was. So my missus only just found out about this other fella as well. And so this is when it starts to get a little bit juicy. So they work together, but they don't work together because, so it's another department that
buys the same company
from the company, basically, but they still use the office. Then it turns out that he's older than the friend as well. Now, I think she's, 27, and I was like, what is he, 60 or something? So he's around 50, so there's, about twice the age gap. Then there's the dramas with his ex-missus, always wanting favours and this and that, that she still wants to be with him, but they can't tell anyone because of work situation and this and that. And I was like, this is just too much messing around. This is now, just tell her to nip it in the bud. Just chin him off, because if they're not gonna be exclusive, just chin him off. Because I said about kids, is she going to want kids? No, she definitely don't want kids. I was like, all right, then. But are they going to be, because they've already been together 2 years or whatever. So just, you're either going to commit and just get it open, out in the open, and then deal with the consequences afterwards, or just, chin it off.
I bet there's some shit that goes down off, she's in there.
There must be.
Or, I mean, I guarantee some of our listeners probably work in offices, isn't it? Everyone just shagging each other behind each other's back. That's just all it is, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd imagine so,
some juicy stories there.
Yeah, man. I mean, we've never been in those situations, so. But then again, it's happened enough on the doors, the propositions that I've had and done over the years, not since I've been with the missus. It's, these things do go on. It was just too much messing around for it was about half eight at this point, because it was late by the time I'd done dinner. For 2 minutes I was interested, and then once I'd said more of it, I was like, all right, I'm done now. But no, I'd opened the fucking can of worms. So all this information was getting thrown at me. I was all just trying to eat my shitty lasagna and cheesy garlic bread, because the kitchen was out of commission last night. So I just got a pre-made one from Asda, banged it in the oven. Yeah, it's dead. But once you start making your own stuff from scratch, you realise how bad some of these ready meals are and that. I'm like, it was edible.
But it's just
the flavour that goes into it when you're doing it yourself. Now, I was a little bit gutted, but at least the cheesy garlic bread was all right, to be fair. They're putting less cheese on these things now as well. I don't get it. I'm paying £1.90 for, I think 9 pieces of the fucking baguette with the cheese on. And it's already thinly grated cheese as it is. Well, there's less cheese now.
And cost more money.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. So I wasn't too impressed with that. So I don't even know how we got fucking onto that.
I can't remember, mate.
Just thanks for all the congratulations.
Yeah, that's your word.
I know I was asking.
It's a beautiful
I know I was asked about names and stuff. I've got a name. He's going to be called Jasper. Nickname Bean, still at the moment, anyway. I know it's a lot different for the man anyway, but I still just keep getting that, oh, he's kicking. And look, so I'm sitting there and I have to awkwardly put my left hand out onto the belly. And look, so I can feel him wriggling around, but I can't feel it as intense as what she can.
Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously it's like all inside, isn't it? So, can't you feel that? No, I didn't feel a kick. I can feel him wriggling, like moving around and that, but I can't feel the actual big kick and that you're feeling. And it's just constant fucking. So I don't know if your missus did it, but every night she'll put this oil on her belly to help stop stretch marks and stuff.
Yes, yeah.
And it's like, she'll get into bed then and expect me to put my hands right on her belly. I'm like, I don't want a greasy hand. But, you know, I know it's just a moisturiser or whatever, but look, I don't want it. Look, I don't even like a kiss after she's put lip gloss on or lip balm on, because I don't need that greasiness. So it's just fucking, just let me be. And it's always, because she'll say, like, spend an hour before bed, death scrolling on fucking TikTok. And when I get into bed, I like to have like 4 minutes of just a quick scroll through while I just like get comfy, warm up in bed and whatever. As soon as she's in, I have to put my phone down to put my fucking hand on the belly. Like, you know, I'm trying to be supportive and showing that I want to be involved in that, but just give my 5 minutes just to decompress on that. So, yeah, I think tomorrow is going to be a kickoff day.
And then you'll have one of these running about.
Yeah. You little boy.
I don't know if any of us can hear on the background, but she's been shouting.
Yeah.
Running around, eating, crying.
Why you got? Yeah. Just chewing on her food.
You're going to say hello? Going to go quack, quack. That's, you know what? The lady next door said the perfect thing, and it's true. Having a kid makes you seem like a liar because you say she does all this stuff. Then you go, do it. No one do it then. You're going to go quack, quack. Okay. No, don't point. No. All right, you can have the ball. There you go.
But even, so, look, before we started the pod, I mentioned it because quite early doors, it was like she was all friendly with me and all that. But the last probably 2 months, it's almost like that shy period's kicked in. And,
It varies. Like at the moment, she's all about my dad. When my dad comes in, she doesn't want no one else, just him. And then, but there was time up until about 2 weeks ago, didn't want nothing to do with him. So it's just always in her terms. It's her world.
Yeah, talking about you, mate.
It's her world, and we're just living in it at the moment.
Yeah. But yeah. On the other end, little Alfie boy, he's always after a fuss. Not that it's often that I'm sitting on your sofa, to be fair, because we're usually just in the studio, on the sofa, and he's come on for a cuddle now as well, sitting on my lap. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But the dog, I mean, apart from this one job that we've done recently, I've not met a dog that hasn't liked me. But, I mean, you see what I'm like with Alfie. Anyway, coming in, always giving them the affection, show, like, exciting them. Giving them a fuss and all that. But I think with this other one on this job, because the customer was like overprotective and not letting him go anywhere or like always in the cage. So he couldn't come over and have that little bit of a fuss and attention. So I think he was a lockdown dog as well. I think they got him during the COVID lockdown. And since they're properly back at work,
he's locked in the cage. Yeah,
neglected and that. So it's a shame. But I mean, you can't say more, can you? Can't all the rescues and good boys or chunky boys.
It's 11 now, our Alfie. Yeah, old boy.
Mad any.
Young boy, well, Benjamin Bullet. Oh, yeah.
I know there was one comment on the WhatsApp as well about my dog. I think he's all right. He's just fucking, I think since doing that more pet sensitivity test, that affiliate marketing, that was what the word.
Oh, right, yeah.
Last week. since doing that and knowing what's causing it, I think the main cause was the flea treatments, because obviously they have to have that. Well, every depending on what one, I think every 6 weeks to 3 months, roughly, depending on what treatment you're giving them. So, yeah, because I did notice when I first give him this one drop on the back of his neck, it give like a little bald patch and almost like made the fur go a little bit bristly at that bit as well. I think, yeah, because it was from that and then the other ones that they were giving me, it just spread around. But yeah, just on top of his diet stuff. So table salt, because that's not sodium. That's the main thing. So I can, if I cook, I've got to use proper salt now, which I've got proper salts anyway, but when you just season it, you just throw in table salt.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's an eye-opener for how much I've got to adapt things and that, really. I'm just hoping. I mean, I've said it enough times before, but so far as well, Kobe's got no allergies or issues.
No, no.
Whereas it seems like most kids these days have. I mean, all of my, not all of them, sorry, but two of my nieces have got issues, celiac and gluten intolerance and all this and that. So it makes you think, hopefully, when little Jasper's here, hopefully he doesn't have anything like that as well. Because I don't want to have to change my diet just to keep him fit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
again, I don't know if we spoke about it, but if you become diabetic and you have to change things you're eating and that, I'd struggle, man. Proper struggle. So, yeah, hopefully he's all right as well. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see in a couple of months' time.
you know, he might be like her and want to kick everything already.
But according to my missus, he's already kicking a lot, isn't he? Well, I don't know. Because it was funny with the scans. You're all there, mate. I don't know what the dog's choking on. So with the scans, he's in there and he's like, all I could think of at the time was on Step Brothers when they've moved the furniture in the bedroom and they're like, oh, look at all this room for activities and the karate chopping and stuff. So it was like he was doing that. So they couldn't get the scan properly, and the missus had to end up doing star jumps and that. She's had to do that both times. So, yeah, he is constantly on the move. I'm waiting for it now because, I keep seeing the TikToks and whatever that, basically from pretty much now, just before the third trimester, essentially, the father's going to start speaking to the belly.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It adds security and it can help with brain functions and stuff. So, yeah, if I'm getting annoyed with the awkward hand positions at the moment, it's going to get fucking worse when I've got to pop my head on the belly and fucking start talking to him and that. Because it's weird, and I don't know if you felt the same.
The hand on the stomach, as you said, I couldn't really feel as much as, obviously, Carla was experiencing. So he went into kind of used to put stuff on a belly and you could see it bubble up. But then that was more, I used to see that more than feeling it. I couldn't really feel it, but
I think with me, because it's because I've got the L-shaped sofa and we've had to swap sides as well, because she would normally be on the corner of the L and essentially lie across the L. Whereas now, I'm on that beat. So because I'm already not sitting in a comfortable position, because it's not my normal spot, I'm having to stick my left hand to the side. But instead of her coming close to me, she's still, we've still got the one seat gap between us. So, the left hand's out, the arm's fully extended. And then, after a couple of minutes, my hand's starting to go numb, isn't it? Because I've got, I'm having to hold my arm up, not put too much pressure onto the belly, because I don't want to suffocate him and make him feel claustrophobic or anything. So it just gets awkward. And then once my hand starts going numb, I'm not feeling anything anyway.
The one thing I remember from Carter being pregnant the most is when she was got really big, I used to lift the stomach up and I'd take the wire up. And I remember I used to be like,
mad, ain't it? So, yeah. I don't know. I'm ready for the chaos anyway.
Yeah.
ready for a few years, to be fair. And yes, this leads on to something else as well, to be fair. I'm ready for the nappy challenges. I've done it before. And with the mess that I make sometimes, you know, I'm already mentally prepared as well.
It's not so bad when they're a baby. It's more now when you try to put them down and they want to move or cry. Because I have to kind of put my leg over and now lie down.
Cripple across face, Chris Benoit.
It's literally like I'm getting some submission move to do it, but because she just wants to wiggle and everything. But it comes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it reminds me of something that I should have said last week, but it didn't even pop into my head, to be fair. So, as I said, I was working in London, and so the first, the build of the stand, we was there for 4 days. So, on the third night, we'd already, it was a long day anyway, but we had a couple of beers and then ended up having a Chinese because you're away, you're not having normal food. So, we had a Chinese, I had a beef chow mein and some salt and pepper chips. Wow. And then, because I'd eaten that in my room, chilling, watching the TV. And, you shouldn't always trust the fart.
Oh no!
I shit myself in the bed. But luckily,
you know what? the past 12 months, it was coming out with you, wasn't it? For being honest.
No, but the thing was, I've been farting all that, and it just happened to be I'm in bed. I've just had my Chinese.
Was it like a lug that come out, or was it like?
Oh, it was just fucking
just a
death.
Mess. Yeah.
Luckily, I had my boxers on as well. I mean, they just went straight into the bath. I was fucking just washing them out with the shower.
Do you remember when we used to go to the pub and there used to be like, obviously just shitty boxes? Is that sort of thing? Remember when you used to see shitty boxes on the floor because someone shit this out?
Yeah. I think a lot of that was the older men, though.
Yeah, like, literally just shit this out.
You know what? I remember so many times we'd be standing there and you'd just smell like death as if literally someone's died in the fucking...
And hearing?
In the cellar and that. And it was just the old boys just there just all the time, and it just because they hadn't eaten or whatever, yeah, it's just pure alcohol shite.
So you
shit myself in London.
Maybe you should need to get you some nappies as well, mate. Those adult ones.
I had to jump straight in the shower, man.
Yeah,
it's terrible. No, there wasn't loads in that, but yeah, it was just the fact that I'd done it, and I'm like, oh god. Saturday, but I'd been fine all day. There was no sign of it. It was just fucking, because I'd been in the my room for about an hour at this point. Because I'd had my food, chilling there watching TV, and it's like, another fart, bam, gone. I was like, and you know when you're like, you have that panic. Did I just shit myself? And then I had to stand up. I weren't gonna put my fucking hand there and fucking. Yeah, just fucking as soon as I stood up, I realised
yourself.
Oh god. So that was it. Boxers off in the fucking bath, jumped in the shower. And I was like, I can't believe this just happened, man. So
35-year-old man.
Yeah. Fucking So I'm definitely ready for shitting nappies.
No, it does sound like you are, mate.
I mean, have you ever had to not yourself, but have you ever just open up a nappy and it's that bad you've just took a straight in the shower?
No, we had one that was that bad and I called Kyla. It literally went
all up her back
into the back of her hair.
Oh.
I don't even know how, but how is that physically? It and I just went okay. And then Kyla that with it. But apart from that one, she's been all right. There's been a few times, but yeah.
Yeah, but I think because I'm getting all the nonsense already, hopefully by the time he's here, should have a proper system sorted. Even the discussion last night, we need to swap sides of the bed. I don't know if you're used to sleeping on one side of the bed predominantly anyway, but mine's always the right hand side. It is always closest to the door as well. But even when I'm away, I'm like, as you're looking at it, like, I'm on the right hand side.
So if you was to look at it, you're on the right hand side.
No, so if you're standing at the bottom of the bed,
yeah,
I'm on the left.
Right. Mine's always the right then.
Is it? So
yeah,
you're,
so if,
in, with your room, you're against the window.
Yes.
Right, so I'm on the other side because I'm right. close to the door.
But why do you need to change sides, though?
Because she's on about when he's in his little fucking...
Side sleeper.
Yeah, that if it's on her side, it'd be next to the window. And
like, oh, right.
In the summertime, it should be fine anyway, because we want the window open to fucking air and then out the room and stuff.
And then in a few months, he should be in a travel cut or...
Yeah.
He's and on I was bed.
Like, well, we'll just have him on my side. No, because... what about when he wakes up for a feed? Says, as long as you've pumped enough, then I'll feed him for the night. So, no, but I don't want you doing all this. And look, she's moaning at me because I'm offering to do all the night feeds. I'm like, what's your issue? Oh, but you know, you've got to try and get sleep as well. I'll be awake though, because I'm that much of a light sleeper. As soon as he stirs, I'll be awake.
Trust me, mate, as soon as baby's here, she's like, you want to do tonight?
Look, I know that it will be different when he's here and that, but the fact that she's moaning at me for offering, and I'm like, when he's here, we'll fucking deal with that. Yeah. And then she's like, well, we'll have to swap the way the bed is in the room. I'm like, we can't. There's literally, because we've got the sliding wardrobes built in, there's only one way that the room can be laid out. I'm like, what if we do this and you put the TV on the wall there? I'm like, oh, so you're going to hit your head every time you go to get your clothes out of the wardrobe? No, I'll just push it back. Oh, and then I've got to pull the TV out off the bracket again every time I want to watch TV in bed. Well, yeah, no, not doing it.
No, I mean, obviously, side sleeper for a few months, obviously, to the summertime. Like,
when he's born in the summer. Anyway,
yeah, so you know what I mean? So, like, the first few months, it's going to be summer, isn't it? And then come the winter, travel car, bottom of the bed, or wherever so, you
I even said room. This, bottom of the bed. She was like, but what about when I wake up to go for a wee? Well, you just move it out of the way. Like, there's not a great deal of room at the bottom of our bed. So it would just be like taking up the whole of the house. You just push it out of the way. What, into the bathroom and wake him up? Well, no. But, you know, if you have to move it all the way, and, like, honestly, it was just a fucking stupid conversation. Like, it'll be fine. But again, I can't even imagine him like, not being in the bed most of the time, to be fair. Especially because the dog's always up on the bed. So it's just.
Yeah. It's just...
It's probably just going to be easier.
When... Yeah, it's just always, though, like, it's that worry that you could roll on to baby, any. I mean, I think everyone does in the end. We had COVID in the bed, but you just kind of, like, you don't really sleep that well, knowing that.
It's like, I'm like that already, anyway. Because I can only sleep on one of my sides. I can't sleep on my back.
Yeah.
So, every time I'm, like, say, if I'm already on my rods, when I need to move, I physically wake up and I have to completely roll over.
Right.
And then if I'm on my left, I have to put my left arm out, not doing a Nazi salute on purpose, but I put my arm underneath her pillow, essentially. And then I can
put the arm down now, mate.
It's all right. The blinds are shut. <isn't it? laughs>
The thing is, because your mic's up as well. So, you know.
The mic's to Hitler Tosh. Nine. So, with my arm up anyway. And then the pillow goes onto my shoulder and then my head's on the pillow. So that's how I do it on the left. But on the right, I can't do that. One, because I've got the table next to the bed with the clock and everything on, and normally like a glass of water. So if I do that, I'll end up knocking the stuff off. But I just, even when I've had enough room, I just can't get comfy like that.
Yeah.
So when I'm on my right, it's literally fetal position. So my arms tucked up, hand underneath the pillow with the like my head on top of that. Then. So I can literally only be in two positions. So I have to physically wake up. So I'd like to think if he was in the middle of us, as soon as I want to roll over, I'm waking up anyway. And as I say, with the dog up and down, man, I could have fucking kicked him last night. Look, he was up that many times, but as he's getting on, because we're leaving the window open all the time because she wants it open, which I'm fine with. But with it being cold at night, I'm actually wanting the quilt over me.
Yeah, yeah.
So every time he jumped up, he's like the way he's lying, because he'll lie right on me
and but bring then the quilt down
to the bed. Yeah, and so fucking oh god. And I caught it at one point because I've heard him like coming into the room about to jump up, and I've whipped the blanket that much, I've half pulled it off the missus. So then I'm having to like shuffle him around so I can push the blanket back on top of her. Oh, for fuck's sake, man. And so even when I got up this morning, I was like, mate, you're not coming on again, because he's looking at me, because he either like most of the time he'll want to like go straight out, man, but sometimes he'll want to come up for like a final cuddle before we get up properly, and he's looking at me for that cuddle. I'm like, nah, mate, you're not coming up, man, you've done my head in all night. Fucking, and the missus is like, what's the matter with you? Like, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, I'm just fucking tired. I ain't had good sleep. Leave me alone. So, right, we're going to fucking start rolling through some of these, aren't we?
Right, let's go through them then, son.
So, let's get James out of the way. Back with the shit, but not as short as United again. Oh. Yeah, sound, James. Again, yeah, there's not much to say about football, is there?
I don't think he's our number one fan. I think he's your number one fan.
Matt, he loves me. I'll make his way, Gordon. Mm. Probably not as much as a Liverpool lot, but yeah, we can't always all have a fucking Gerrard poster on our wall, though, can we? Fucking. FA Cup weekends, United Leicester tonight. Liverpool, I believe, have got Leighton Orient.
I'm not sure on that one.
Man City have got Plymouth.
Well, no, so Birmingham's got Newcastle on tomorrow.
Well, that's what I was about to say. In general, for the Premier League teams, it's easy games.
Well, I thought Liverpool was playing Everton. Am I wrong in saying that? I thought they was playing their missed game. Maybe I'm getting confused.
No, I'm sure. I mean, I'll get it up now. Mm. So, yeah, because we're 8 o'clock tonight. Oh, no, Leighton Orient against Man City. Everton with Bournemouth.
Oh, okay.
So it must be Sunday that Liverpool are on. So Liverpool have got Plymouth then.
Right,
so
I've
got the two mixed up. But, oh, Villa and Tottenham.
That's on Sunday the one, as well. Yeah, yeah.
So that's, I mean, again, that's an easier game than United, really, because United are only a couple of places above Leicester with the way that they've played so far this season. Villa, still doing well enough. Tottenham are lower than United Tottenham in the league as well.
I've just seen that tomorrow, 8 o'clock. There's a game on at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
What, with the FA Cup?
Yeah, it's a bit unusual. Brighton Chelsea, 8 o'clock. It's a bit of like 1-4 Saturday.
But they did that the other week as well, though, didn't
was
they?
Was it the Fulham game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Fucking. I hate the late kickoffs. Like, it's bad enough in the week, but you don't need it during the week, on the weekend, because, well, you think the Chelsea fans, I mean, they're not going to be able to sing the one and only chant, are they? Chelsea. They're all going to be lagging from fucking 2 o'clock,
yeah,
any.
Yeah.
Brighton fans, the ones that are actually travelling direct, lots are not on a shared coach or anything. They're not going to be able to fucking have a drink at all then.
I mean, even the Villa game tomorrow is 5:34. Bit of unusual time as well.
Well, do you mean the Blues game? No, Blues Newcastle.
Oh, sorry, I mean it's the Sunday. Sorry. Sunday, the Villa game, 5:35.
35 or 45?
Say it's 35 of mine, 5:35.
So, because Blues Newcastle is 5:45.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's for Saturday, then on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, 35. Yeah,
it's weird time.
There must be some, like, remembrance thing going on there. For it not to be half past. There must be something, like a minute silence of some sorts, or a little pride or something. I'll have to do my research on that. So, yeah, easy game for Liverpool this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, United need to go all out on the FA Cup again. With how bad it is in the Prem, they've only got two chances of getting into European football, and that's how we did it last season while winning the FA Cup log. So, yeah. Well, yeah, the the leagues are all top this year anyway. So, yeah, it cracks me up. I don't know if you've seen any of like the press conferences, but Amorim has always been asked like 3-4 times each press conference about Rashford, you know, why you're not playing him, why is he fucking not in the squad and whatever. And then even the other day, so obviously he's gone to Villa on loan, straight away first question about Rashford. And he was, look, he's in Birmingham now. Take your questions to Unai because I'm concentrating on the players that I've got there. So it's just fucking ridiculous. But the British press are so poor with asking questions and that. I remember a couple of seasons ago, it was constantly asking questions about fucking Harry Maguire. It's just, there's no need. There's more than one player in the team. So, yeah, but as I say, we're not a football podcast. It's just fucking... It's just annoying being a Man United fan. That's the only problem. Now, I did ask you last week, because we've got our kind of new section,
New
World Order. So
you're gonna have to remember that every week now when you do that.
I'll have to record it. there is going to be one of our own every week anyway, but the one that I just want to get it started off with. So, New World Order, for anyone that doesn't remember, or if you are new, inspired from the man, the myth, the legend, Donald Trump, the way he's just come in and he's just smashing everything out of the park. So, yes, this is going to happen. No, that's going to change. But even this week, I think it was yesterday, banning transgender people in the women's sports. And I caught a little bit, I think it's Jeremy Vine, on like Channel 4 or 4, whatever it is earlier, some woman moaning about it. Why are you moaning about it? He's done the right thing, and now you're moaning. And she was like, well, you know, he's only American, and now he's done that, so that means the whole world of transgenders can't compete. Well, yeah, give them their own category.
That's it, yeah.
Like the Special Olympics. Fucking.
Yeah, that's where it needs to be as well, yeah.
You know, it's fucking... Which I know they'll kick off about that, it's degrading them or something because they're in their own fucking what's it. But essentially, you can't cheat then. You're all back to a level playing field, because he was whipping out the stats of fucking cycling competition out of it. I didn't even know Americans did cycling, to be fair, outside of France. So, the one that they did with the women's trans person smashed the world record. 5.5 hours.
Well, yeah.
Look, I didn't even know. I think it was something like an 800-mile fucking thing as well. Smashed it by 5.5 hours. Look, how is that possible? How slow are women on?
Well, it just goes to prove the difference, though, Annie. Like that.
it shows the difference. Fucking women on bikes. So people were shocked about that when he's read that, and he goes, "That's not even the worst one. With the women's weightlifting, they smashed it by 400 pounds or something." And it's just ridiculous. So
no, it's unfair on women.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's like you have either way, someone's going to be upset. Do you want to upset the women or the trans community, whatever? And you've got to make a choice either way, because women are not happy that these people are competing in the change room. So something has to be done. I think you've done the right thing, as you said.
Yeah.
If they want it, just give them their own transgender.
Well,
whatever thing you want to call it.
It'll end up creating more money and opportunities than that, really. Because
I don't think many people watch or go, and then you'll see, mate, that's literally... Yeah.
So I was going to lead on to that. So it's say for the first next Olympics that they'll do their own one. So how the Special Olympics is a continuation from the normal Olympics. They'll do that, and then... there'll be a hype about it. The media agenda will all be there. This is amazing. Fucking, this is what we need and whatever. And then you'll see that, with how women's football was, you know, it's a lot better now, but, you know, next to no one in the crowds, all dead quiet and just poor standards. And, yeah, they'll probably try once or twice and then be like, all right, yeah, we need to just chin this off.
Because, yeah.
So, yeah, essentially from that, the question goes out to you all. Well, not question, but the statement. So you can all send in yours. If you can create rules, change anything that you want, doesn't have to be political. It can be something, you know, just funny or just random. So, yeah, send them in. A couple of yous have. But I'm going to start off with my one that I just want to get out there this week. So my new world order would be regular checks on the people doing the roadworks. So essentially a proper time scale, a schedule of works is sorted. And then just if you're driving along, look, you're an inspector, you're driving along, you see that that there's not enough people doing the job or anything, or when you see there's five people standing around a hole with one person in there, you can all start.
That's a classic
say,
one like that is, any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just pull up and you just like, hang on, lads, let's see your schedule of work. Why aren't you doing something? Why are you, all four of you standing around this person in the hole? You know, is that Lily Phillips in there or whatever? Bonnie Blue. So, fucking, look, and then when they're not doing it, look, even if they're within the time scale at the moment, if you can visibly see that not enough work's being done to make it be, like, completely quicker, still hand out a fine. So, you know, if they're given a month of a time scale and they're only taking that month, then yeah, sound.
Yeah.
But they get it done in the 3 month in 3 weeks, then, you know, give them a little bonus there. So,
so an incentive to get it done
slash quick. Like a penalty for not fucking getting it done quick enough as well. Because it is just ridiculous. But we're coming through by the HS2 bit up the road to come here. Oh, mate, it was trying to snow when I left mine. Just mad. But yeah, fucking HS2 bit. So it's already like technically roadworks because of the stuff that they're doing. Then one bit, it's down to one lane, temporary traffic light. I'm like, how you've got all this space? Why have you got to come onto the road that's not long been finished and adjusted? Why have you got to come back onto it to dig another hole? What was that hole and whatever work you're doing not already done before that road was built? Just fucking stupid. So I can see a couple of things added onto it now. There's some blue and red structures. Don't know what they're for, but, you know, they're new in the last couple of weeks, that is, anyway. So some progression, but it ain't going to be done by the end of March. Fucking no chance, because that's what the signs are saying. But no, not going to happen. So we've got one from Alan. His new world order would be everyone gets a free car wash after the salt gritters have been out.
Yeah, that that's a good one. Yeah,
it is a good shout.
That is a good one.
Look, I've got a white van, proper van, and you see it the next day. It's just all grimy. Just look, it looks like I've drove through mud, but I haven't.
No, that's a good one. That is, Alan.
Yeah. So, yeah, we like that. That's the kind of one that we want. Another one car related as well. Thank you. I didn't mean it to all three of them be car related. Lawrence says, as long as you can justify and give good reasons to why, you can crash slash bump into another vehicle once every 3 to 5 years and still be able to claim on your insurance.
Okay.
Because sometimes some people need a bit of a fucking nudge.
Yeah, I do get it. Yeah.
And like, the amount of times I've been driving, I thought, if this wasn't my vehicle, if I didn't need it for work or whatever, I'd just fucking write that other car off. So I do get that. I'm guessing she experienced a little bit of road rage prior to writing that out. But I do like that. Because some of them do, just fucking, especially, like, you're driving. Now, we all need to follow the speed limits. You know, you can't do 35 in a 30. You got to stick to 30.
Of course.
But when people are doing 20 in a 30,
it's the worst.
They're the kind of ones where you should just be able to, as if you're in the bumper cars, just give a little bit of a nudge and just go, oi, go on, move forward. I think that there would be a lot of logistics to it, really, because if it is in like a situation where you're already going over 30, then, you know, accidents, like proper accidents, could happen. You know, there could be injuries and deaths. So maybe if you're at a set of traffic lights and you just slowly turn into someone, you know, instead of just giving the road rage or a little thumbs down or God, yeah, to do,
it'd be
just fucking, just a little turning, little fucking nudge, like, oi, dickhead.
It'd be good, you know, it would be good if every car used to have one of those, what was it called, like RV things, you know, when you talk to them, like, so
yeah,
like
a megaphone, and
yeah, so like literally, you could put the reg of the car that you want to speak to and just be like, you prick. Do you know what I mean? What, Roy?
Yeah.
Just imagine they're driving along. Hurry the fuck up.
But again, I suppose you could do that just Bluetooth, ain't it? Like, be able to, like, just take over their radio, yeah, just give them a load of shit, and then just fucking. You know what? I'm surprised that isn't a thing.
Like, you just put the, I don't know if it's like a reg thing, or maybe like when you're in distance, you can just, the regs come up, so you just press it and go, oi, you, hurry the fuck up.
But then there'd be some hands-free laws about that then, wouldn't there? That you're not allowed to.
As long as it's on your, like.
See, that always cracks me up, because you can't touch your mobile, which you shouldn't do. I'm not condoning it. You can't send a text message and that. But you can adjust the radio, and then with the Teslas and whatever, you can do, whatever, on you can dash, do stuff, yeah, on there. But because you're not touching your phone, you're not breaking the law. It's mad, isn't it? But yeah, if there was just a quick connect, like a Tesla share.
Yeah.
If you're in a Tesla as well, just like fucking blue Tesla next to me. Boy, you'd fucking drive like a cunt. Stop being a dickhead.
Literally, that'd be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So maybe get on to some scientists and invent that. Well, we'll have to. We just come up with the idea. Fucking, I need to stop sharing. Patent. It's trademarked already. We've sorted it out. We had so many ideas back in the day.
Yeah,
we're not going to give them all away again. If you don't know them, you need to go back and listen to the old episodes. We've got enough time, just about, so we will get on to the old confessions.
Right.
Ash, Father Ash needs to get his messages up. I need to get off the country hits playlist that I've got. Oh, where's it gone?
It's got to have the jingle, mate.
It should. There it is. There it is.
Or unless you want to do it like you did your New World Order.
Oh.
Right. Confession one. I'm 17 and haven't showered in about a month. Is this bad?
No, I'm not coughing because of the stench of the lads. It is bad.
Just a month is why, and you will smell, and other people will smell you.
Yeah.
It is bad.
I don't think I ever really had that phase when I was younger.
I mean, he's 17. He's not like 17, mate.
Yeah, like kid or teenager and that. I don't think I ever had that phase.
Always the opposite. Still on the same every day.
Yeah, I mean, I've had it when, you know, I've gone a couple of days without doing it. If you know, say I've not been working, I've just been in the house for a couple of days not doing anything, then I've not had a shower. But on the other hand, if I've been in the house not doing anything, I know if I smell. And then I've had a shower.
See, I'm different. So look, if I don't shower today, tomorrow I'll wake up and I'm like, I've got to have a shower. I need to have a shower. I can feel it.
So I have done it where, like, I've finished late. I've basically gone straight to bed, and then I've showered first thing in the morning. But always prefer to shower on the night, because I don't like getting into the bed dirty, because I feel like I need to clean my sheets quicker then as well.
Right, but is that bad though, Jamie?
Yeah, there's no point beating around the bush. Have a bath, you smelly bastard.
There you go.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Right, confession two, and this one is a long one, and bear with me in case I do laugh.
Because he is a little bit dyslexic as well.
But it's not just that though, mate. It's sometimes I laugh and then I can't get the composure.
He loses his track. Right. Do you need to put your glasses on?
Nah. So confession two. My son had... See, look, it's the wording as well. My son had overheard me being fucked. Shouldn't that be hard? No, that is correct. My son had overheard... Is that the right way to say that? Or is that me there?
I don't think it needed to had my son.
Yeah, this isn't like...
My son overheard, not had overheard.
Right. So anyway, my son had overheard me being fucked. I'm divorced, mum.
and I have an 18-year-old son who's currently attending college. I've been very sexually starved after my divorce, but I try my best to have my sexual needs met privately and discreetly. So whenever I'm masturbating inside my bedroom, having sex with strangers, I try to make sure my son is not around. But this time, something totally unexpected happened. I really thought he was at his dad's place. I had a guy come over and we had wine and then we fucked like rabbits. I had so much fun. I was extremely loud. I enjoy being submissive. And I had the guy spank me really hard. And I was calling him daddy in the heat of sex. After the fun was over, I walked out of the bedroom completely naked and sent him off. As soon as the guy left, my son came out of his bedroom. My whole body froze out of sheer embarrassment. He said he texted me that he was not going to his dad's place today, but I didn't see the text. I ran back into my bedroom to grab a towel to wrap around my body, and then I came out and apologized to him, and he said he didn't mind at all.
So obviously, this is sometimes I have to read ahead with my eyes, kind of like, so I'm not laughing. So
read ahead with my eyes.
No, there's, you know, like I'm like trying to look ahead of what's being said, so I'm don't burst out laughing.
Yeah.
So right, my whole body froze out of sheer embarrassment. He said he texted me that he was not going to his dad's place today, but I didn't see the text.
But the fact that, like, she's already walked out, stand there. He's explained that he sent a text. Then she's ran off to get the fucking towel wrapped around her.
Yeah. So, look, instead of being, oh, fuck. So, after the fun was over, I walked out of the bedroom completely naked and sent him off. As soon as the guy left, my son came out of his bedroom. My body froze out of sheer embarrassment. So, the thing is, yeah. I ran back into the bedroom to grab a towel to wrap around my body, and then I came out and apologized to him, and he said he didn't mind it at all. I'm super embarrassed, of course. So this is just weird from the lad, to be honest.
Yeah, if he didn't mind it, to me that makes it sound like he's there in the bedroom.
Loving it,
his bud, choking the chicken.
But like, so going back, I walked out of the bedroom completely naked and sent him off. As soon as the guy left, my son came out of his bedroom. My whole body froze out of sheer embarrassment. He said he texted me that he was not going to his dad's place today, but I didn't see the text. I ran into my bedroom to grab a towel to wrap around my body.
I mean, firstly, look, fair dues, you're getting out there, you're getting some. But that's just, I don't know, just be more aware. And have a word with your son. That's it. Just seems wrong. It's all right. Like, I don't mind, but he should mind. But it's just, unless, like, they've, because it's already a long enough story as it is, they've not added too much detail.
You would assume he would have heard and done the most, like, the thing and just left.
Yeah, because if we was the son, and that was going on, then firstly, you'd start making noise, like you'd slam your bedroom door or something.
I'm back, yeah.
As soon as it starts happening, like you wouldn't fucking be in your bedroom, like just trying to watch TV or like pillow over your head or anything while you're hearing, spam with daddy, You know, you'd have to like make it known that you're there. And none of this, like just sending a text, was the text sent before it all happened or during? But I'm at home. Because if it was during and he sent the text, like, I haven't gone to dad's, then he should have put more effort into making it known.
To be fair, the whole story is a little bit incest-y, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fact that she walked out naked and then he was like, and then she ran. I would have been like, whoa.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Roy? So,
what do you think of that, Father Jonah?
The satellite. You know, it's only natural. We've all got urges and that, but I don't know. Your son needs to give his head a wobble or something, man, because that's wrong. So.
Right. Confession three.
Confession.
Met an older lady at an 80s night.
Mm-hmm.
See, you already know this is going to be a good one. Old lady, 80s night. Let's get into it.
Flares.
Back to hers. Back to hers. We end up naked in the hot tub in a gazebo.
She left to get drinks and I risked the fire. Started in the hot tub. Quickly washed my arse with a wet towel and put my clothes on. She was walking down her path as I ran out of the back guy. So I think he's Mr. Bilal because he hasn't clarified.
So he risked the fire and he sharted in the hot tub.
It said started in the hot tub.
Oh, so he's Miss Belty.
Well,
should have been charted. So he's because he's like what I did in London. He's
charted. Is that a word? Would you? Yeah. Oh, I would have put shitty. Okay, maybe. All right.
Because he's gone for a fart, but he shit himself, so he's charted.
Right. So let me do that again. Then she left to get drinks, and I risked a fart. Charted.
Mm-hmm.
Shitted in the hot tub. Quickly washed my arse with a wet towel and put my clothes on. She was walking down her path as I ran out the back guy. Now, you've been there, mate.
Not in a hot tub, but yeah.
No, you've been in that circumstance where you risked the fart.
Well, I've been in
the hot
tub.
The thing is, but,
yeah.
He risked the fart in the hot tub. Obviously, because it's going, he's like, yeah, it's just going to blend in.
But, yeah, because it's already bubbly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've all farted in a hot tub. I've not sharted that.
Sharted? What a word, mate.
I can't believe you don't know.
Sharted? No. Yeah, so quickly washed my arse with a wet towel. Put my clothes on. As she was walking down the path, I ran out the back guy.
I mean, look, you know, desperate times. You can't, unless you just chuck the towel to hold. Well, nah, because all the mess is in the
hot tub.
In the hot tub. Literally. As well. So, yeah. I mean, maybe you probably could have tried to stall it out and like gone back up to her and says, no, let's just take this back inside. Yeah. And then run out in the morning after he's done the deed. But now, yeah, that's the only other option. You either do what he did, just fucking run off, or yeah, you try and divert it back into the house, get your end away and then run off. These things happen, you know.
Well, you know, he was on for a good night.
Mm.
80s night. Older lady, hot tub. He was never a good night. He had a shit night.
Bear in mind. Yeah. Actually with the puns.
No, but the thing is though, he was setting himself up strong in that risky far. You know, sometimes it's best just holding him in, lads. I think anything we've learned from the podcast and stories is don't risk stuff when you're about to do sexual stuff. It's just not worth it. Risk the far, and now he's running out the back gate, mate.
Yeah, but you know yourself. It's not good to leave it in because, you know, you've been there full of gas and then you felt better when you bled it all out. So
yeah, but
you know it's better out than in.
You know, older lady, 80s night. You've got to weigh up your options there, mate.
But bear in mind, she could be our age. Because we were born in the 80s.
Yeah, but I'm saying he might just be like 18 and everything.
Yeah, yeah, he's
so he was on for a good night.
He was, yeah, he was on for a
very good night.
On a promise.
And now he's at the down a path through the back gate, mate.
Yeah. it's a shame. But you know, never mind, mate. Chin up and
there'll be others.
Yeah, there'll be other 80s notes. Probably avoid the 80s notes to be fair, because you might bump into her again. And then she'll be like, you shit in my hot tub?
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. Well, it's brand new shit in my fucking hell.
I mean, at least it's an easier thing to clean.
But who's going
to
clean it? Like, but would you want to clean it? Like, someone else's shit?
Yeah, you'd have to clean it, wouldn't you? No, because, like, someone's shit in your house and, like, they've done one. You've got to clean it, haven't you? I mean, it's either that or you pay someone to clean it.
Mm.
So,
I don't know if I could do it.
You're a bitch. Well, yeah, on that note, anyway, we should leave that shit there. And we'll bring some more shit next week. Hopefully, I haven't shit myself again. But yeah, I've got to go. I've got to do some more painting. You've got to go. You've got to drop the babby off and have another McDonald's.
Tied up the house now, yeah.
So, yeah. Keep the stories coming in, new world orders, any messages and all that. Links are in the description as always. And yeah, we'll see you next week then. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.